Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh my goodness, TGIF, right? Oh, I don't know why, but this week seemed an eternity. Eternity, and now the weekend's just going to fly, right, fly, right, fly.
Fly, Robin, fly.
Halo, halo, halo.
Halo, there's no halos in this room.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour at least. I want to welcome our blog talkers. Glad to have you with us. Very nice. And especially those of you who come from, well, not especially, it's not like we're kicking our own country listeners to the curb, but it is very nice for those that are in distant places in the world who are joining us. And like right now, it's midnight in the UK and elsewhere. We've had people from, I think, South Africa. It's been after 2 in the morning. And then we hear from those in Australia and New Zealand, and it's an entirely different day. So I find that really very nice.
Let's give an international shout out to Helen in the UK.
Helen!
I think she's got to rock and roll. She's got to get up early.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, it was very nice for you to pop in.
He's got to go for that. His son does that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to get on a train early in the morning.
Oh, all right.
Can't be staying up late.
Well, we'll be here tomorrow evening also, if you are free. So take care, Helen. And I also want to welcome all of our Facebookers.
Facebookers.
Who are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where we are streaming live and you get to actually watch us in action. Okay.
Keep talking.
So keep talking.
Well, you haven't explained your cards or anything.
Oh, right.
I haven't interrupted you.
We always start the show by explaining. I'm using ordinary playing cards, which I'm holding up right now for the Facebook crowd.
I'm corrected. She's just going to stay up with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Mike from the UK International Shout
Out. Woo, Mike. And I also want to stress, this is not tarot. These are not oracle cards. These are not any of the other marvelous systems that are out there, which I have not intensively studied, essentially because I don't want any of it to, you know, influence the teachings from my grandmother on personal prophecy. So remember, Jim is going to explain in a second here. Hit the protocols for calling in.
All the stuff.
Yeah, and I want to mention that I will be using a 24-card layout for the readings that we'll conduct for each of you, which is the same layout that I use in my, you know, my private sessions. So I'll need a moment after you tell me your 1 or 2 questions for your reading. I think that about covers it for me there. Jimbo.
Okie dokie pokey. I want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. That's our opening disclaimer. Also, and we've already given some already, if you're international caller or Facebook viewer, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout out. We've already cranked out 2 already. And there'll be more to come, hopefully.
Yeah, and there was no one here last night.
Nobody spoke up if they were here. So
no.
We gave no international shout-outs for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
Literally forever.
It was really amazing.
It was odd.
We did have phone callers.
Oh, we had calls.
But we had no Facebookers.
Well, the people we had, they didn't call in. But anyway.
All right.
Actually, one of them did, but they were a regular phone. All right, speaking of call-in, the big main deal for this show is to call in and get a reading, free reading. 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. It's a place called Block Talk, and you'll hear a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait. And when you hear the show, everything's cool. And we see you on a list so you won't get forgotten. I keep track of my list, and as I update it right now. But when we do take you live, you will go live. You're not going to get forgotten. Like I said, this is not being called government. We will ask you to do a bunch of things. Basic things, but things that really matter.
Like
you legally and safely can. Yeah, you can do somersaults.
Backflip.
Actually, we don't want that either during the meetings. We want no movements. We'll get to it here. First of all, we want you, when we go live with you, to get rid of speakerphones and get rid of Bluetooth devices. Stop all the background noises you had while you're killing time. Stop the multitasking while you're killing time. Put yourself in a quiet environment with great cell phone reception if you can. Because when your call comes through the Blog Talk to our computer and out the speakers, there is a degradation of sound quality. And it can make the reading tough.
Exactly.
And it'll be a better experience for you and everybody else, and it'll speed up when we get more people in. That's also one of the things. Let's see. Now, for the folks that cannot pick up a phone and call or Skype in, you can Skype into that number. We get Skypers. We will offer and will open the floor occasionally to Facebook Messenger. Now, a couple things with that. First big one is you do not Messenger us until we tell you to Messenger us, because there's no hold system. So you will get hung up on. We are not 100% ready. We didn't announce Messenger windows open. If you Messenger us any other time, try to sneak in between calls, you shall be hung up upon.
I have news.
I'm not.
For you. I know, hold your.
Why does that
hold your water right now?
Okay.
My news is that next week we're going to also incorporate WhatsApp. For those of you, because I've been hearing from people that a lot of you don't really like Facebook. I blame you. But I want you to know there will be an alternate, and that will be WhatsApp. So you don't have to be a member of Facebook. But that's next week. Okay, Jim.
We'll have to figure that out.
Oh, yeah.
Because that might not be as easy as you think. Because it requires another electronic device on our end with WhatsApp loaded.
We'll figure that out.
So that's why you should have made it.
Well, I actually have two portals.
Well, that's all we need. Let's see how many other devices we can have hanging. We'll get something hanging from the fan swinging around, too, here while we're at it.
No, that would actually be pretty interesting.
That would suck balls.
Yeah, it would be like a really cool camera up there.
I actually remembered. Wow, geez, you know, we got a scammer. Everything sucks. Every freaking thing sucks on this planet.
Don't engage.
Helen saw it right away.
Do they have weird names?
Sometimes they do, sometimes it's not. You just don't know.
Yeah.
As far as going back to the Messenger thing, when we do open the floor to Messenger, and we will, very rarely do we not. Well, Monday show we can't. You will have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook, and that's who you would Messenger, be Deborah Lee. Now, if you just come rolling in here and say, oh, man, I wanted a Messenger tonight, and I'm not friends, well, you can befriend her while we sit here. Or friend request, or I should say befriend her. You can send a friend request out, and when you search, you'll see a lot of Deborah Lees, but you're going to pick the two that look like her.
The really pretty one.
Yep. Well, you'll know. Because obviously there's little pictures, and it's obvious which two are her. You got to send it to
not
both.
Not the one with the glasses.
Send it to both, and let us know if you're brand new, and then that way she can accept it right here on the fly, because it still has to be accepted. That is what it is and what it should be. All right. Let's see, I'm adding to the call list here as we speak. One more piece of information we got going on.
Yeah!
Tonight is Friday, and Fridays we do Rebel Card readings. So when you hear the yee-haw, that means your reading with Deborah is over. Sometimes I feel like I'm speaking a foreign language because it seems like it's never over when I do that.
We're all very excited when we're doing the readings.
Yeah, well, you know what? All good effing things have to come to an end. Sorry, especially freebies. Now, if you don't want somebody playing a harp or a yee-haw and you want to keep asking questions and stuff, that's where you go to psychicclubdoctor.com. You arrange for private 101 reading, and my ass won't be there. All right? Actually, I could be working there, but I won't be bothering you or hearing anything you're doing. Let's see. Anyway, so when you hear that, no more questions to Deb. When you hear the old rebel guy yell, I'm going to give you one rebel card reading for the road. This is a very interesting deck, and I really can't even read half of them to you.
They have profanity in them.
Profanity and
It's in your face.
They don't give, a lot of them don't give a squat about your feelings either. So we gotta watch out for that.
Yeah, let's say stuff like, stop your whining.
Yeah, stop whining. Why don't you go eat because you're acting like a hungry big baby or something like that. You know, which is funny shit, but yeah. All right, Billy Joe. Well, you're on Facebook. Go to search. Search for Deborah Lee. And you'll see probably, I don't know how many, was it 8, 9, 10, 12 pop-up, whatever. And then when you see the two that look like her, you click each one at a time, and you say, I want to be your friend. You send out a friend request. And then when you do both of those, tell us when you're done, and you've done them both. And then she'll go and accept them. You might as well not look now. She didn't do it.
No, but I had 15 friend requests today. So the word is getting out.
All right, we're going to go live. 203 Connecticut, 203. You are the first caller on the show.
Hello there.
Thank you for holding.
Hello.
Sweet miss. How are you?
What's going on? What's new?
Chance is saying hello.
Oh, what a love. Yeah.
He's been perkier. He's been perkier the last few days. I don't know if medicine is adjusting, but anyway, it's making me feel good.
Oh, that's really wonderful.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a dear, dear friend who's 90, and she lost her last dog 2 weeks ago. And she's had dogs since she was 3 years old. She's been an animal rehabilitator. She's a phenomenal sculptress of animals. She's written books, and her home is just so magnificently filled with incredible artwork of animals. And she has nothing to live for at this point, and I'm just, my heart's breaking. I tried to get her to take my dog, a little bit, couple of times a week, and she was really excited, but then realized she can't do it. Her spine is really bad shape. Anyway, that's really hard. But
it is.
When I do go by for very short visits with Chance, the daughter just sits there, looks away, just incredibly unsocial, and it could be any number of things. I'd like to know if she's angry with me. I can understand that she doesn't want anyone intruding on this time. She may have some Asperger's or something like that. I've tried to be her friend over the years. It's been very difficult, but it's been somewhat successful with walks and going out for meals. But this is really so, it's almost childlike. She sits with me and her mother, but she's sitting facing the other direction. And just seems really irritated or angry. And I just want to know what's going on so I'll know how to deal with it. And
all
be
right.
Gracious.
Great question. Really great question. This is a wonderful way to find out what's really going on inside the people in our lives. You know, a lot of times misinterpret their intention so I will do that, and Jim is going to chat with you. So we aren't just sitting here listening to dead air.
Well, and that is always, there's always a time where people get to the age where they can't take care of grandchildren, great-grandchildren, dogs and stuff. It's a certain point and it's bad. You know,
she told me she's sure that her dog left because the dog knew that she couldn't take care of her anymore. She's convinced of that. And she's been around animals so much, I believe her.
Well, I can't imagine an animal leaving a human alive.
Look at that horse.
On purpose.
Bentley.
I don't know anything about a damn horse.
I told you, I gave a reading to a lady. She wanted to know about the horse that had passed away.
Okay.
And to make a long story short, it was a gift for her 16-year-old daughter. And they took the horse to... I forget what college it is in, I think, North Carolina, but they do a lot of horse work there, healings and stuff. And anyway, this horse wanted to talk, and he told me he actually felt he should die. And he did.
Yep.
But because this horse perceived that when this daughter would ride him for another, let's say, year or so, he was going to... pass away while she was riding him. and the daughter was going to become paralyzed. So I don't know. Yeah, I think these animals are very intuitive themselves.
You know, Deborah, you've got a whole nother career here. If animals speak to you, that is so needed, wanted. I've ordered a reading with this woman. Every time I rescue a dog, I get a reading from her to find out the history and supplemental-wise what they need to come back to better health. So honestly, Deborah, this is a great another thing for you to be doing.
You know, I guess you're right, because I've actually given readings concerning a lot of animals, like feral cats. They have a lot to say about how they don't want to be touched very much. You know, they're on the side of wildness. So they will let us keep them and feed them and all of that. But this one kitty, she told me, I really hate when these people, they cuddle her too much. So
imagine that coming from a cat.
Well, you know what, Pat? Seriously, I think that's a marvelous idea. I'm going to have to really ponder that. You're going to become the dog psychic.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of animal communicators that are good. And believe me, people really, really want them in times of, you know, desperateness and like what I do. Every time I rescue a dog, I mean, it's really helped me to know what my dogs need. And they've come around and come back to health, you know, because of this woman.
Well, you're very empathic yourself. So let's talk about your friend here before we get too far away.
Oh, yeah. He's 90, right?
She. 90. Isn't it a she?
I thought it was a he.
Is it a she, your friend? It's a he?
Yeah, she's 90. She's 90, and it's her daughter that I'm asking about.
Right, yeah, why she's being kind of standoffish and
cold.
Okay, the daughter.
Yeah, the daughter was kind of, when she's around, kind of not being brave.
It's not about you. It's about I think it's about the whole situation. Because her mother, and she's having trouble detaching because her mother, you know, has less life in front of her than she's had behind her.
Yeah, that's keeping a lot of us here.
So it's nothing personal about you.
Okay.
All right. It's not about you. How old is the daughter?
The daughter must be in her 60s.
She's being unkind to a lot of people. So I would personally wonder about her circumstances. Is she living alone? You know, does she have children that aren't paying any attention to her? You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, no. She's single. She's always been single, always lived alone, and then moved here into her mother's house to take care of her for the past number of years. I don't know what she's going to do when her mom passes. I don't know if she's going to stay here.
Yeah. So she's having a hard time, Pat, just accepting all of this.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's
not about you, and it isn't. No.
That helps a lot because, you know, when you think someone's angry at you, you don't want to approach them. And this will help me to approach her and try and give her some support.
And you know what?
And
that's the beauty of this. We often look, how about the really quiet girl in the office who doesn't talk to anybody? What do they all think at the water cooler? Oh, isn't she a snotty little biatch? And the thing is, she's so shy and introverted. She doesn't know how to even, you know, approach anybody.
Right.
So that's where people can help her. And that's why I love this. Yeah.
All right.
Well, Pat, I think
thank you.
Yep. Now, wait, we got your
Friday Rebel Curve reading. No angels here, boy. None whatsoever. Subject is, you're the shizzle. The shizzle.
Shizzle.
You're the shizzle. Don't forget it. In other words, don't forget your own self-worth.
And you bring a lot to your lady friend's life.
And everybody else's, including bow, 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 wow, wow, bow, wow, wow, Remember, we are all the idols of our pets.
Oh, that's right.
Our pets have worshipped us. Like,
they do.
Like we are the actual gods.
Well,
you
I don't
seem
understand
like...
that card. What was the card? A chisel?
Chisel.
It said you're the shit, but we try to sugarcoat that word a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. You're the bomb. You're the bomb.
Yeah, you're shit hot.
You're the bomb.
All right.
Oh, cool.
It's good. It's a compliment.
It is a compliment. Better than me
calling
baby.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Well, love you too, Pat. Thank you for calling.
All right, a couple things. Yeah, we want to give an international shout out to Catherine.
Catherine.
From the land of Ire.
Boy, oh, yay.
Catherine, if you would like to get we know you're not going to pick a phone call in unless you're independently wealthy. If you would like to get a reading tonight, we're going to open the floor few times for Facebook Messenger folks. I mean, I would recommend that you would do a friend request if you have not already to Deborah Lee.
Yeah, I'm on.
And you should check now because Billy Joe said she did it.
I want to mention something to everybody that's become really prevalent for me. Watch your emails. I would assume Kohl's is an international store, but just in case, it's my favorite department store. And they give you all kinds of coupons and rewards. Well, I've been getting emails from them, not them, from an impersonator of the store. And it says, congratulations, you've won a great big set of some kind of cookware.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing was a really cool making lattes. But there are ways to check on when you receive emails. That first of all, look at the email address that they're, if it's got blah, 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 you know.
Right. If it was Kohl's, it would be Kohl's.com or something.
Yes, it would. And what is your tip?
And the other one is the links. You just run your mouse cursor right over the link. You don't click it and just let it stop there. And then it's going to show you the link. The same thing. You'll see like a whole bunch of gibberish that has nothing to do with them at all.
Do not click those links.
That's called phishing with a PH.
Yep. You don't want to go there. And the ones that come saying, somebody...
Check your friend request.
It's right there. There's the little people.
Nobody's a friend request.
No.
Billy Joe, we do not have a friend request. Did you do both Deborah Lees that look just like her? You got to do them both. She doesn't see one right now. You're on Deborah Lee, right?
Well, the one with the glasses and the short hair, we can't seem to get rid of that one.
Just do both. Yeah, do both. To be safe, do both that look like her. There's obviously different age, different year differences, but you can tell they're both her. We're not opening that door anyway because we still got callers have been holding forever.
All right.
And we shall go to the next. We're going to area code 520, which is out in Arizona. 520, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
It's Lisa calling you. I'm fine. I'm so happy to be speaking with you. Thank you. I'm going to do something different tomorrow. And I was wondering how you see that outcome. I'm going to go to a different kind of gathering. And I just wondered how you saw it. Like,
oh, how it will go. You know, isn't this wonderful that you can ask such a literal question and get a literal response? I've always loved that.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I would be dating, I would check these cards out and say, am I going to enjoy my time with Joe tonight? And a lot of times it would be, no, that kind of thing. So here I go at Bimble Talk, and I will put the cards down.
What was the question again? I was giving instructions on how to do the Facebook Messenger thing. What do you got? What are we looking at, Deb? Lisa, what was your question? I'm sorry.
I was concentrating.
She's focusing. I broke her concentration. Shame on me.
I'm planning on doing something different tomorrow. I was just asking Deborah what she saw in the cards for that. It's like the outcome of it.
Okay. All right. And do we not want to be real specific on something different? Or does Deborah know what that
is? No, I'm just going with...
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was something different. Work related, something different, dressing differently.
No. It's not work related. It's just kind of a Saturday morning, kind of casual.
Okay, cool. That's good.
You know.
All right. Well, it's not work related, so that eliminates one thing that she, well, she sees something. She, obviously, you know, she'll tell you, but anything. That goes to anybody out there when you ask a question. If she sees anything that's important outside of your question, you shall be notified. What do you got, Deborah?
It looks a little disappointing from my perspective. Aww. I know.
Okay.
I would rather be wrong.
Yes.
And you go and have a good time.
They don't want to set somebody up for disappointment.
No, I really don't, but I didn't want to, you know, pump her full of sunshine.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that would set somebody up for disappointment. And you say, oh, boy.
It's going to be a personal decision on your part.
Truth.
How you feel about it.
Must be truth.
And
there's
a guy around you. I've been seeing him for a while now, and I have a feeling he's a new beau coming into
potential
your life. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
okay.
You won't have to hunt him down. He's gonna
hunt you down.
No, he's gonna cut
off
paths.
In a nice way. I didn't mean like nasty.
No stalkers.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it'll you're gonna have to decide if this really fits, you know, suits you.
Mm-hmm.
But I did mention you've got a new guy coming on the scene.
Well, it's good to keep the ears and the eyes open for that.
Yeah, he seems very sharp. Very smart. Okay. So.
Aww. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, see what you think tomorrow. I just think you might be a tad disappointed.
Okay. Okay. I'll let you know.
Okay. And here's your rebel card reading. It says now, and I don't know if this has anything to do with it. The subject is whatever you're thinking about. Don't do it. Now is not the time.
I wonder what that would be.
I don't know if it has anything to do with what she's asking about, or it could be totally unrelated to something else going on in her life. That's the thing about when you do these one card draws.
True.
It could be something that has nothing to do with the question she asked.
Right, and it could be somebody trying to buy you into something.
She'll have to chew on that and think about it. Food for thought.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for being patient and holding.
And we will
talk to you
soon.
Yeah, you know where to find us. We can't hide.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Let us do... do you have anything, Deb?
Oh, I got to go back and look. I just kind of,
Her brain fell apart.
Oh, it keeps doing this.
Get that thing away. Swipe that away. There you go. Maybe
all
that
right.
Helps.
So you are such a genius.
Genius!
Stuff.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mm.
Oh, it's L-E-I-G. I'm going to do my, there. I posted our little thing about talking to us, and it has the correct spelling of Deborah Lee in that little thing. I just pasted there. All right, let's take another caller.
No, if you click on her name, it should take you to her.
Yeah, but yours isn't a link.
But she would still become a friend.
But I'm not Deborah Lee.
Oh, that's true.
Just popular belief, I don't have a vagina, so I am not Deborah Lee or any other female, just to let you know.
Well, thanks for advertising that.
Hey, it's important, man. Inquiry minds want to know. All right, let's take the next call. We're going to go to area code 775, which is, I always say Nevada, 775.
But it's really?
It's really California, if it's who we think it is.
All right, welcome to the show.
Oh, wait a minute.
What? No?
Now you can speak, because Blog Talk laughed the first time I clicked it. Now you're not muted. Sorry about that.
All right, hello.
Hello, this is Wendy from California.
Yes,
indeed.
Good to hear from you.
Good to speak to both of you, of course, as usual. And, oh, my God, the spaceship has launched. This man does not fool around. He's already sent a letter to the company telling them to send any videos and informing them that he represents me, do not communicate with me. And I sent over a whole bunch of photos of a previous surgery and some records, and I think it's just a matter of time now. I understood when you told me there needs to be more energy and action being taken. So how do you feel today Do you feel like it's very likely that this is going to be resolved in my favor?
Is that your question for your reading?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to take a look.
So will it be resolved no later than February of 2023?
Okay, at least you're realistic and didn't say by the end of the year, because that would be super speedy with the holidays. Yeah, that's cool. And now you have to, but, you know, if they try to sneak around and anybody tries to contact you, you got to say, oh, you got to call my attorney. I'm sorry. I can't talk to you.
True.
A lot of times they'll still try to circumvent that, try to pull a fast one.
Get you to sign something.
Mm-hmm. Here, sign this. Say, oh, no. I'm represented by so-and-so now. Sorry. Because a lot of times when the actual law firm gets involved, all of a sudden it's amazing how things change on how they act.
And how fast you can find your butt in court.
Or they'd be like, oh, damn, we didn't think she was actually going to get an attorney. Now we got to do something. Which is sad. You shouldn't have to do that. But it is what it is. It's the way we live nowadays and companies and all that other crap. But Billy Joe, we will check here shortly to see if you did this properly.
And he sent this letter directly to the... to Tina, the woman who called me with a denial. So I'm sure that they know that we mean business.
Yep.
They do. And they're going to try and weasel their way out of it or around it. I hear her saying, well, you know, it is our policy. It is our, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But he's been around the track a few times.
Yeah, this is a lawyer now.
Right now, it's still in the early stages of this.
So it's not a clear path yet.
Not a clear path yet, but I want to tell you that he is going to impress on them, hey, this poor lady has been going without this assistance, and all the stuff that you've told us previously that would be supportive of your case. And he's going to try to really pull some ropes, not just strings. So, yeah, if these were my cards, I would be thinking, oh, I think this is going well. So, let him work his magic. It's only just beginning, and Christmas is likely going to slow everything down.
Yeah, you get like a couple weeks for people.
Yeah.
They're kind of half-ass working if they are working at all. But that's just the nature of the
world. But I see you celebrating, Wendy. Yes, at the completion of this, I see she's going to celebrate.
Good. Well, celebrating is a good thing.
Yeah, we'll...
Typically, people don't celebrate losses, so I think we know what that kind of means.
Well, when we get the word from you, we will bring out the champagne and pop the cork, and we will have a toast.
Poppity pop pop.
For you.
Oh, I would look forward to that. And so what I'm hoping for is not only get my benefits approved, and that they lay off me forever, and that I get some extra cash because of the distress that they've caused me.
Oh, I would think so.
That's a whole different reading, and you probably couldn't even see that
right now. I just see that they're going to want to repair this problem.
I mean, he just got the ball rolling.
Yeah, that's
more to come, basically. More to come. You can keep on checking on this, of course.
Yeah, I would do that.
Absolutely. We'll be here.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Yeah! All right. And can I have you want to draw a card?
Well, we are doing, it's Friday's a very special day. These are rebel cards. No angels here. Oh, my goodness, no angels here. But the messages are still there. Your card that we have drawn says, you are talented and effing amazing.
Yep.
The world needs your power. Use your voice. Don't just use it for stupid stuff.
Yeah. And I bet you're going to come out of this thinking that you have the experience and the know-how that you might possibly do a little advocacy.
You could be an amateur advocate on the internet or something and say, hey, people, I recommend this guy, and you should do this guy, so to speak.
Oh, I love to help people. I am a humanitarian.
Yeah.
Well, there you go then, see?
Well, I think you're going to find you have a calling in this.
And once you get this behind you.
Oh, I know I do.
Right, I didn't mean to hit you.
Excuse me?
Once you get this behind you, you'll have more time to focus on that stuff. I know your attention's a little divided right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I think you all said that I might even get this resolved by Christmas?
I would love to say that, but no. We feel it's going to get a couple of wouldn't let, you know. Like,
she was actually, what she was saying is Christmas is going to
slow it down,
kick it down the road a little bit because of all the stuff going on in people's lives and businesses.
People went skiing and
law firms have people taking vacations and stuff and, you know, that kind of thing. So she didn't say your February time frame was good or bad yet.
Not yet.
But she definitely didn't say Christmas.
I have a feeling they're going to want to get you out of their hair.
Yeah, once you start involving lawyers, mm-hmm. typically they want to put that to bed. So,
I know that I made the right decision, and I believe that I'm going to come out smelling like a rose.
Awesome. Wow. You keep believing that.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're very positive, and you've made choices. You did your homework. You know, you shopped around and you found the guy. So you got to go with your guy. That's your guy.
Well, you trusted your gut too.
Yep. You got to ride that champion horse cross the finish line.
My intuition. And what was the card that you drew for me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Oh, it was. Did you lose it?
Of course I did. I buried it.
It was.
You have
you're very talented.
You're talented. You have a powerful voice. Just make sure you don't waste it on stupid stuff.
Yeah. They want, and
okay.
You
are.
Like you have divine power and you can do good with your voice. You know, that doesn't mean you're necessarily your voice. But, yeah, so go ahead. And I don't think you would waste it anyway, but just remember that.
Yeah. And stay in touch.
Sure, stay in touch.
You're so welcome. Yes,
yeah, we're planning on being here on Saturday night typically. So.
Oh, here's one thing.
All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again. I'm sorry I had to mute you. We're checking on that.
There she is. Let Billy Joe know.
Billy Joe jumped off the Tallahassee Bridge.
Tallahassee,
I know. I was a child. I was in Tallahassee because I didn't know better. All right, you're good, Billy Joe. You have succeeded in adding correct friend.
Yeah, and I put out inspirational stuff, a little bit of humor. Something really touched my heart today. I saw a picture of an endangered polar bear mama with her two little newborn twin babies. And that was in Toledo at their zoo. And they haven't had twins since 2012.
Mm.
And oh my God, they were adorable. And I'll tell you, the way she laid there and was holding them, well, I don't think there's anything in this world quite like a mother's love.
And mama bears, we know how they are, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she'd probably rip our throats out
Just protect those bears. You wouldn't even want to get near those. I typed it in, but I will throw it out in case somebody's just listening. The messenger window is open now for about 30 seconds to a minute. We're going to take the first call.
Somebody's coming.
I don't know what to tell you, Deb.
I don't know why my phone is doing it.
This is fast.
Well, I know who this is.
All right, messenger window is shut down. We got a call.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Today's been so stressful. I let the best get to me at work today.
Oh.
I got in school with somebody at the job. So I want to know how do my job does it somebody get fired?
Oh, really? Was it an argument or actual fight?
I got an argument with somebody at the job.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, hon, you are only human, and we're eventually going to strike back.
Well, yeah, I mean, people...
They talk to me any type of way.
All right. This is Alexis, by the way.
Yeah, Alexis, yeah, for you folks.
Hey, yeah.
Yep. And, like, I typed it in the messenger. That window is closed. Now we're doing a messenger call. We will reopen it again soon. We're going to probably take a couple of phone, one or at least one call after this, and then we'll go back to Messenger. So Messenger folks, do not despair. We shall open that window again.
Yeah, I'm putting out your cards right now.
Yeah. I don't know if they can see it. They still have light there. Like where?
Where she's at. Looks like they have...
She's in Indiana. That's only...
But we're in the darkness.
She's in the dark, too. I think she's in the dark, too.
I saw a window.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's dark out here.
Yeah, it's dark. Indiana. She's not in the West Coast. Even the West Coast would be starting to get a little dark.
Yeah.
A little bit. A little bit.
Is there anybody at the job that you could talk to that would... I mean, I'm not seeing anything coming of this. I would be very surprised.
Okay.
If you get reprimanded or anything like that, you know.
Somebody with a position of authority speak to you about the argument.
Yeah, my manager, she told me don't argue with nobody.
Okay. That doesn't mean she's dropping, she's putting the guillotine on your neck. That means don't do it.
But they took me off the app, and they took me off both of the apps.
I don't know what that means myself.
They took me off the crew app, so I'm thinking maybe I got fired.
I would think that they would tell you that before they did that, but
yeah,
I don't know how their protocol is. Maybe that's
right,
maybe they do that when people argue. They say, all right, we're going to take that away just in case it goes crazy or something. I don't know.
Well,
what do you see, Deb?
I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
And remember, I'm only human, too.
We are human.
You know, sometimes the cards are always, they're right, but I can misinterpret what they're saying.
Especially on something that's very emotional like this, right? And,
and new.
You know, her name is Carmen. That's my manager.
Yeah, I don't
but
think.
But the whole store is attacking me, though.
I thought maybe it's time to go work in a different store.
Yeah, if there's a lot of politics and problems, maybe you got to rock and roll somewhere else soon. But I guess you'll do it. Yeah.
Okay, like just moving around.
Do you go in tomorrow?
I go in Monday.
Okay.
Well, maybe tomorrow you want to put some feelers out and look around a couple other places.
Yeah, you could do that.
You know, it's 90% of it's online.
They all have signs up.
And most of them don't even want to talk to you. They want you to go online, most of them nowadays.
They really do.
Yes. It doesn't hurt.
I don't see it.
I've always been a big fan until I was settled in on a job. If I'm not sure, I've always just looking around. Never hurts.
So you don't see me getting fired?
I don't
not
see
right
it.
Now, right.
And I think that if it was so definitive, it would be boom.
Sure.
I would see it completely.
And I'd be honest with you, working in some places not similar to that, a lot of times, they'll fire you right there on the spot if it's that big of a deal.
But I have disability, so I'm kind of disability.
Yeah. Well, she just told you don't be arguing with people, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a long ways from don't come back here again.
Oh, that is 100%.
Yeah.
That is just somebody telling you just don't do it.
I
mean, I don't know. I'm not her, but if I'm running a joint and somebody is doing something I don't want to do, I just say don't do that anymore.
Call me tomorrow during the show if you can.
And if somebody did something where I thought was fireable, I'd fire him right there on the spot.
Yeah, and then we will.
I wouldn't wait.
We can look at it again, but right now I don't see it.
Okay.
Yeah!
Do you see any discipline going on?
No, I really couldn't pick up on anything for you. I think you're well liked there by the management. And I don't think they'd want to lose you. Okay,
right. And here's your rebel card reading real quick. I'm not gonna hide the vulgarity because this is our show. Shit is going down with your job. Reevaluate, change your perspective, or F and quit. So, or it says, or change your perspective or revalue. It doesn't say you have to quit.
No.
Just you might want to, in other words, just think about your situation, I think is what it's saying.
Oh, this stuff already going on, and that's why they're trying to get to the nitty-gritty.
So you should reevaluate how you feel about where you are right now.
Yeah, maybe it's time for you to step out of there.
Or not, but you should think about it seriously and maybe put feelers out.
Yeah.
It never hurts to.
And thank you. Alexis, thank you for calling. It's a good question.
It is a very good question.
And we'll check it again tomorrow.
Yeah, you definitely got to call back.
Okay.
Okay, I'll call back around 7.
All right. Take care, honey. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, I feel bad for these single mothers that have to work in a place that's like a and I guess single fathers, too.
Well, single,
just
you know,
anybody.
It is a lot of anybody. You're right.
Yeah, they desperately need their job. You know, to make a living where a lot of housewives, I don't know. I guess I'm sounding really, I forget what you'd call that, not racist. But some of them are just doing a job for fun.
There are some people that don't need it. There's some people that desperately need it, yes.
I know.
that it's that way with a lot of jobs. You're right. It is. And it's like the ones that don't need it, they're the ones that screw around and don't give a crap, start fights. And the people that do need it are like...
Yeah, if she's got a very passionate personality, you know, and I don't think she's going to take a lot of crap from people.
But she said she holds back quite a bit. I've heard her talk about other situations she had. I think she does a pretty good job of holding back. Biting her tongue, as I say, right? Messenger window's open real quick, and then we're going to callers, but don't worry. Show, we don't end it exactly at 8 unless we have to. Mondays, we have no control. We have control. Because I know, let's see, Billy Joe is there. Shelly, and I put some stuff in, so Shelly showed up, and I gave her the number.
Shelly or she?
Yep. Billy Joe, you should messenger us. Messenger.
Is she trying to get in?
Yes, maybe she didn't understand. Use the Facebook Messenger app. Don't type it in. We do the type-ins on like the last resort because it's 30-second delay time between typing and talking, and it's rough. It's really rough. And we have a couple of folks on hold, and we're gonna don't hang up, folks. What they used to say in the old days, they don't even know what that means. Don't touch that dial. You know that nobody knows probably what that means. The young generation.
Well, I bet
they don't know what a dial is.
Yeah, and you know. My one son, he's 40 now. No, he's not. He's a little younger than that.
Right. He's on his way.
When he was in high school, he needed to call home. He went in the school's office, and they only had a rotary dial phone, and he didn't know how to use it.
And what's funny is that's odd, because everybody has already started transitioning. It was weird. They still had that. But, you know, the public schools don't get a lot of budget sometimes.
Especially the grade schools. They get like nothing, the grade schools. And, you know, there's a lot of things like that. They can't imagine answering a phone the way we used to it, not knowing who the heck was calling.
No, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Remember?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I do remember that. And remember the, there was no any kind of, it was all hardwired phones. And if you were lucky, you had one with a big, long cord you could walk around with. Or you had one on the wall that had a big, long cord on the handset. But, yeah, that was it.
Funny how things have changed.
Times have changed. All right. Sorry, the messenger window is closed. Billy Joe.
Billy Joe could call in, too.
She could call in. I've given her the number,
yeah.
The call-in number.
Well, I understand because I'd be funny.
It's your first time.
Yeah.
And you became Deb. You became friends with Deb on Deborah Lee. So you should go to her, like click your friends. Go. You can go to her now as one of your friends. Go to her page and get the little messenger thing, and you can messenger her. But don't worry, we'll go back. We got to take a call. We have Faithful on hold. See, here we go. We're going to. So no more messenger. Window is shut. 856 New Jersey. 856. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Welcome. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemary. How are you?
Oh, you sound a little better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're doing well. So, how are things with you, hon?
It's getting there. It's getting there. I forgot to tell you that last time I called in that I had a message through another friend through Messenger and all that stuff, and if I was coming next summer to see if I would. If it was true or not, because somebody opened their big mouth instead of talking to me first. They talked to everybody else first, if that makes sense. So are they going to pay for my ticket if I'm going back?
Where are you going, hon?
To Europe.
You're going to Europe.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And you have people there, or are you going with friends?
Yeah. I have friends and family, and if that friend had opened their mouth before they talked to me about it, they paying for my ticket?
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
Yes, I will look at that right now. Would you fly? Well, of course you fly.
I don't think she plans on taking a boat, but some people actually have bucks will take a cruise liner, but I don't think that's what she's talking about.
So. All right, let's see if they will pay.
No, these are friends, correct?
Very close friends.
And they are where in Europe?
South of Italy, near Greece.
Oh, they're all in Greece. Okay.
Near Greece, yep.
Or near Greece, okay, but they're still in, well, whatever, it doesn't matter. All right, so that'll be cool, you know, if they will do that. And it's a very specific question, which is really good for people to ask.
You have a passport and everything?
Oh, you have to, yeah.
Yep, I have two.
Oh, yeah. You have what?
Two?
Two.
Mm-hmm. How the hell do you have two passports?
Yeah, how do you need that?
What are you, a CIA agent?
Not really, but I have two. One for that
okay,
country,
we'll
one for
that
year.
Okay, we'll just let that go. Nobody from the State Department, you are not listening, so that's okay.
Well, it's probably perfectly fine.
Okay, go ahead, Deb, do your reading.
I want to tell you that they would really want to pay for your ticket. It seems like there's some work issues here. And this could be for the future. It looks to me like somebody's going to lose their job over there that would want to pay for you.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what I think you should do, when would this trip take place?
Who, me? I'm there usually by June or July, usually.
Okay. Well, it's summertime.
Well, that gives you some time here.
A lot of time. Oh, some got flipped.
There you go. Well, I see you going. So one way or another, you're going to have enough money for that trip.
Yeah, one way or the other, exactly. And that's, look at that, 7-8 months down the road. So probably something you need to keep checking on reading-wise.
I would want you to keep coming back for reading so we can see the progress here.
Sure.
You're definitely going. And are you toying with the idea of possibly staying? Because I see you considering that.
Thought she said you were.
Possibly saying if they do the right thing and come and pick me up and pay for my way back because I'm tired of paying it and nothing is done right by him, if that makes sense.
By him. Okay. I think, though, you're going to end up going. And it doesn't look like money will be an issue. So
not with him, no.
So
him.
Him as in maybe brother, father, grandfather.
Is this the friend?
Or...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to go. So just be positive that the money is going to show up for you, okay? Just be confident. It's going to happen. And I think you'll have a wonderful time, really wonderful time, and I could see you moving there for an indefinite period of time. Mm-hmm.
So better than the last time I went.
Was it a long time ago?
Over a year.
Oh,
ago.
Yeah! Okay. We have a rebel card for you.
All right, and this is interesting. We'll see how this relates. It says, believe what you see. Face the reality or live in la-la land. Choose bravely. So maybe you have to think when that time comes, you may have to think, well, that choice might not be the choice you want
and
to make
when the
time comes.
And maybe think of this as a test for him. Okay, because you mentioned him, if he would do the right thing. Yeah. So, be interesting there, and I hope you are definitely on the mend because you sounded horrible.
Yeah. I mean, you're breathing. That's a good sign. You know what they say.
Yeah. What's that?
That you're breathing and you're talking to us, so that's a good thing.
All right. So thank you so much for calling us.
And please call back again.
Yeah, we'd love that. All right. Take care, honey.
Thanks.
Okay. Sure. Bye-bye. Interesting.
Very, very interesting. Area code 267, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I think it's the city of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Glad thanks. To have you. And
so
you
thank
are...
you. This is Jessica. Hi,
Hi
from
Jessica.
Pennsylvania. Hi.
Yes.
So I wanted you to check on this job. I went, I guess it would be considered maybe a, well, I went on an in-person interview for this like leasing consultant position. And just wondering what you see about that. The guy seemed pretty interested in me, but I thought that I would hear from HR today, and I didn't. So
all right.
I know, yeah, just curious.
All right, here I go.
All right. So you're looking to hear from the HR person because that's the world we live in, unless you're for
well,
any
I might of- either have like another interview with his boss over the phone,
sure.
or like I think that might happen. I'm trying to like get this going on quick, but everything seems to be like a little bit slow. You guys know.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm laying out your cards, so
cards are going down, Charlie Brand.
Takes a minute here.
It does take a minute, and it's been a cool night. We've had a lot of
it's a variety.
Brand new people, old timers, so to speak, not age wise, and then a lot of international folks coming and going. So I've been very busy. Plus, we got some new digs. I bet nobody can tell. New digs for the people who can see us. All right, Deborah, what do you have? She looks perplexed.
I do. I feel perplexed. Something about that company is not as it should be.
Mm.
There's something there. Okay, here's how I want to put it to you, Jessica. If you don't get them following up and you don't get this job, I feel you should see it as a blessing for you.
Okay.
All right. I feel that you'll be disappointed, of course, because it's likely a really great job.
And if you were trying to get it, of course, you should be disappointed as
but
a human being.
There's
you know?
Something underhanded going on there. It's got the four of diamonds on it. That's a card of deceit.
And you wouldn't know that interviewing and trying to get a job. You wouldn't know all the back.
Well, I looked online, like the reviews about the company, and it seems like everybody loves them. Like I've never seen any reviews that people have been at the company for so long. I think you actually even told me about something like this maybe a couple months ago, because it's like it's working as a leasing consultant, and I think that you had said something about that to me a while ago.
I remember.
Looking at
that.
I don't know.
Nobody might even know about it, but for some reason, it's popping up in your cards.
Well, and a lot of times, some people don't go online and post things that they're upset about. Not everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
No. And also, companies will hire people to go and give.
Imagine that.
Or they can go through these internet businesses where they hire people to go out there and put comments.
Oh, it's the greatest company ever.
I'm just saying, be aware that something here isn't kosher.
Yeah, she's not shutting you down. She's just saying, keep your eyes and ears open.
I don't really understand this whole like job search thing, because it's been going on for a while and I keep getting like these interviews and then people are interested, but then like they flake off, and then it was like a blessing that I didn't get the job. And it just, I don't know if I'm like, I'm learning as much as I can listen wise, but I just,
you're not alone.
I
have sons that say the same thing.
Yeah, don't be hard on yourself.
They go through 2-3 interviews, and then they just get ghosted.
Yeah, don't be hard on yourself. It's a strange
not you.
Market.
Yeah.
Every company has their own philosophy and how they do stuff, and you don't know it. So, I mean, so don't be discouraged ever when that happens.
What I'm hearing
it's working,
Jessica, is like sexual harassment is what I'm picking up on. At this company.
Maybe it hasn't even come to light yet, so nobody's posted it.
That
right?
could be. Very polite. But
yeah.
I feel like you're going to, it wouldn't be in your cards if it was somehow going to
something.
Impact.
Right.
So just be aware. You know, you might be working with a bunch of men. I wonder if it's, say, like lesbians, if they ever get sexually.
I think everybody
harassing.
On it. I think it is not a heterosexual thing.
Mm-mm.
At all. I don't. I think
thing? Because I need a job. I mean, this has been months, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see anything? Anything else coming?
This might have been laid in your lap because you'll be the whistleblower. All right. So just bear that in mind. And also, yes, I do see another opportunity definitely coming for you. And I do see a lot of frustration in your cards. This has not been an easy time for you. You're not like some, say, housewife with a husband that's paying all the bills and doing well.
She needs a job. She wants a job.
Yeah.
Well, she wants to get some damn money. Right.
She needs to,
bills got to get paid. They don't pay themselves. It'd be great if they did. Oh,
wouldn't
God.
They? Oh, my God.
I wish I had a bill that paid itself. That'd be awesome. But they don't. That's what sucks.
But wait and see how this pans out. Maybe Friday was just not a good day for the HR person to contact you. I would see what next week brings. And then I would love for you to come back to another show.
Oh, absolutely.
Be on like News for the Soul Monday evening.
Or tomorrow.
And
well, tomorrow
take
too
a look
soon.
At
yeah, she's not going to hear anything. Mm-hmm.
So maybe there have been episodes of, say, sexual harassment, but the women just chose to go to another job.
Yeah, they don't.
Not everybody wants to come out.
And you don't know the work environment. Some of them try to put things down, and, yep, we don't know.
No, I mean, it seems like a good job because it's only, I'm working with this kid who's like a couple years younger than me or 10 years younger than me. I have no idea. Him and this other guy who does like maintenance on the building, and that's it. So I like when there's not a lot of people. Like I would basically just be running my own, like the leasing, and they would be doing other, and I like, that actually is perfect for me to just be
independent. I hope I am completely off base because that would make me happy that you've landed a good job. But I just wanted you to be aware that there maybe have been some problems.
Yeah! All right, real quick, this is a Rebel card reading, not an angel card reading, mind you all, remember that. It says some good stuff is about to happen.
Okay.
Don't let your own issues screw it up. Be careful.
Right.
It might not be related to this at all, so don't worry about it. It might not be a job thing. Remember, this could be something else going on in your life, too.
Well, we wish you well, and that things will go right for you.
Yeah, so, thank you.
And remember, things pass out of the cards. Now, maybe somebody prior played around on that job, you know, with the guy. He's still a guy, even if he's 10 years younger or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yep.
things will pass out of the, they will fade away. So don't take it too much to heart.
No, yeah, exactly.
I really feel you're going to end up getting offered the job, but we'll see how that turns out.
All right. I had to put her on mute.
All right.
They say sometimes, big philosophy thing, life is like a journey, right?
Yeah.
It's a long journey, and sometimes there's going to be people that come, and then they go. They weren't meant to be on you with your whole journey. They had a little specific reason to be there. So maybe when you this job could be something that's not even your lifetime thing.
I agree.
Or people that are, you know, all these things that you see, like, oh, my God, I met this guy. We had a wild life, and then we broke up. Well, it was not meant to be.
It was
but
there,
it was meant to be for that short period of time.
It was meant for a reason.
For that time to get you ready because you're still on your journey to whatever it is. That's big philosophy stuff there, right?
Yeah.
Big time. All righty. All right, we are opening real quick before we take the next caller. Facebook is... I will no longer be able to type in Facebook because it does that thing every time.
I think it's when the hour's up.
No, it's done it before the hour's up. It's a piece of poo-poo caca. Free software. We open up the Facebook Messenger window. Folks are on hold. Do not freak. We're not going to go all night, but we're going to do something here. So, Billy Joe, you can Messenger, you can phone call. And we're going to have to give it just like 30 seconds only because of the delay. And then we got the caller all ready to rock and roll. And I've got it lined up. I got my finger on the button. Jaws classic. Wow, Helen's still here.
Hey, Helen.
We opened up the Facebook
message. People.
About 75% of them are just listening from the past.
Can you see? I keep... There's a dog hair right here.
The lighting's dark. I see nothing.
Okay.
I know nothing. There's that Colonel Clank on Hogan Zeros.
They probably don't even know what that is.
Oh, Billy Joe, Billy Joe, Billy Joe, Billy Joe.
What's happening?
When we say Facebook Messenger, we don't mean send us a message like it's a text. We mean you got to do a live call in.
Or if she wants, she can
No, we can't do that.
Why?
Because we've got a lot of live people to go. We'll be around. You're supposed to do a live audio video call. Because we got to go.
Maybe she doesn't even have
She's got everything. She does. She messenger us. You have, if you're on Facebook, you got it. So even if you don't know, you got it. All right. We're going area code 601. Mississippi, 601.
Mississippi.
Bring it on, Mississippi.
Hello there. Who's on the line with us? I hear children. Hello.
She's probably multitasking. 601, Mississippi.
Hello. What?
Weird stuff going on.
No.
Hi.
Are you here?
It's the show.
Hello.
Calling.
Hi.
You're on the show with us.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get some information and a reading from you guys.
Okay,
oh,
no
we're
problem.
Here now. Go ahead. Hit us.
All right. The floor is yours. Give us some details about your situation and then your question.
Well, a question about the job. I've been on this job for, you know, quite a few years, and everything's not working well there, and I was wondering if it's something else is coming up for me or a financial blessing or something.
Okay. All right. And what is your name, please?
Rosa.
Rosa. Okay. One moment while I lay out your cards.
So this is another very popular question, job related. You know, love and jobs, those are very important things.
You know,
that keeps life going.
Yes, and I have to tell you, one of the principles of this method, this is up to everybody, is that when a situation you're in begins to degrade, it's like crumbling. The satisfaction is going away. You start to wonder if I need a different job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So that is a sign that it is time to move on. Your own destiny is calling to you and saying, like, Rosa, you've learned enough from this job. You know, got a lot of experience with this. We need you to move on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's something to think about. And eventually, excuse me, eventually you find, yeah, that you start hearing they're going to downsize or they're going to move the business. And if that's part of it too, that's a message saying time to put your feet in motion.
It's a sign. They call it it's a sign, like a divine sign. It's like, that's like writing on the wall maybe. Yeah, it's time to start looking around.
It is time.
Things...
Your cards say yes, yes, yes.
Don't wait for them to come to you. Be proactive.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, because changes are coming.
Yeah.
In that business where you work, and it seems like there's a lot of internal trouble.
And a lot of those assholes, as we've seen in other businesses, they don't tell their employees it's coming.
Mm-mm.
How many people have come to work with a business that's closed?
Yeah, to find
no
the
common
door.
Courtesy to even tell them.
So your person is simply saying it's time for you.
I'm not saying that's happening here.
No.
We're just saying that's an example how they keep things hush-hush from the employees.
Yeah, the work you do there, the situation around you is not going to improve. It's only going to get worse.
It's
going to
deteriorate, maybe not rapidly. I don't know what time frame you saw, if you saw one.
I would think that by into the spring, for sure, would be a good move because there'll be a really great job opportunity coming for you. And I really hope you jump on it because it's going to have a lot more, upward motion.
Yeah, you won't be locked into, you have upward mobility opportunities to advance and to probably seek other jobs in the same field.
Yeah, so I think you're going to do well in the new year. And you will be leaving this job. I believe that. I'm not telling you have to, but...
No, it's just something to contemplate.
Yes.
That's what the cards are looking at.
Now we got your... your rebel card.
We have the rebel card reading. This is a good one. I think it's a good one for everybody. But don't believe every crappy thought you have.
Yeah.
Thoughts can be sneaky, lying bastards.
Yeah.
So sometimes we are our own worst enemy on being negative instead of positive.
Yeah, and change is hard. Let's all admit it.
It is.
When you've worked at a place for X number of years,
yep.
and now you're getting like this, a reading telling you, well, you're going to need to get a new job. It's like,
yeah.
oh.
Yeah, it's nobody likes to change. People don't like.
No.
Most people. I don't want to speak for everybody. People don't like to move. People don't like to. A lot of stuff changes.
You're
furniture.
Used to it. Yeah.
You're comfortable. I'm comfortable. Why would I change it? Type of logic.
So, well, good luck to you, Rosa.
Yeah, good luck. And you can keep calling back. We do a lot of shows. You're welcome to call every
yeah.
single show.
And especially if you start interviewing, we can tell you in your reading.
You start taking looks.
Yeah.
You
know, yep, about what the possibilities are.
Peaks into the future.
Yeah. yes.
All right. Thank
so
you so much.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
I am excited that we're going to take another caller from the exact same area code in Mississippi.
Really?
Yep. Welcome to the show, caller from Mississippi.
Hello.
And
who are we? Hi, who are we talking to?
Chardé.
Chardé, well, welcome, and
yeah.
we don't get that very often. Back-to-back calls.
No.
I like it.
You know each other?
Are you friends with the other person?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Oh,
that's cool.
I like it.
That's super cool. So yeah. it's not that much of a coincidence.
No.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Well, your mom sounds really cool.
And you've had that before.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah we've had relatives call in back to back.
Sure.
Sometimes husband, wife, mother,
yeah.
daughter. Yeah.
So tell us, hon, what's on your mind this evening?
I got a lot on my mind. Well, I just wanted to see about, like, what's going to happen to me in a few months or years or whatever. Is it good for my kids or for me or the situations? Are they going to change?
Okay.
Oh.
What are you hoping for?
Yeah, or is there something that you want better?
Everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Okay. Now, is there something that is...
Sounds like she wants a whole new life.
Yeah. Well, I probably... Can't necessarily relate, but we've seen a lot of people that have been in that boat before.
Narrow it down a little bit, like...
Yeah, is there one subject that's more important than the other? One category.
Yeah, like being happy.
Family.
Yeah, being happy.
Being happy.
Well, yeah, my kids.
What kind of kids?
How many are they human kids or are they robots?
How many kids have you got?
I have two.
Oh,
okay. How oldish are they? If you don't want to give me an age, it's fine.
I have a 2-year-old little boy and a 3-year-old daughter.
Oh.
Wow. I hope your hair doesn't go gray soon, real soon there. Is there maniacs at that age?
Well,
mm-hmm.
Well, she knows. I have to tell her, you know, but we know.
Well, then later on in the teenage years, he's going to
well, be yeah, but I'm
looking
saying,
out for her with the boy.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's funny at that age because the 3-year difference?
Yeah.
Like they play a lot, but then the other one will screw the other one a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Piss him off and make him cry, tease a lot.
Boys
oh.
are like that.
And even, yeah, just the older one will do that a lot, but that means they're normal.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make you, it pisses you off as a parent because you're like, Jesus Christ, stop that. You know?
Oh, my goodness. Your cards are like, it's like I'm watching a movie because things may seem really kind of dark and unhappy right now. You know, you're living in a world full of people who are struggling. We know the struggle.
Christmas.
Yeah.
It's always something, too. It's always something.
But yes, but I'll tell you right here, I will eat these cards literally, and I'm going to need a lot of salsa for that.
You got a lot of paste in the refrigerator.
Yeah, that you will be really happy within. I'm going to give you even a time.
Within
6 months, probably less.
That's awesome.
Yes, and there's a man here.
Is he a mighty good man?
A mighty good man.
What a man. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, do you have a man on your mind?
Yeah, but he's not a good one.
This is supposed to be a good one. You don't want a bad. You got to get rid of the ones that aren't good. Even if there's love there, you got to let it go. But yeah. That's me. Go ahead.
Well, there is a new man coming in your life, and I'll tell you what, he is really hot, sexy, smart, successful. It's almost like you ordered him up the way you want him.
Well, he went to Prime.
But yes, right. And sometimes they get the orders right.
Amazon Prime, yeah, they're going to ring your little doorbell.
He's really going to take the world of you and your kids. So especially if you've been looking for a good, like...
It has to be the package deal.
It's got to.
Especially at that age.
They have to date the kids,
those are
too.
Very formative years. It's not like they're 20-year-old kids. These are very formative years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing just a whole new life around you. New home, new... everything is just full of newness. And I think you're going to be very, very happy.
You just got to weather the shitstorm you're in right now, basically. We don't sugarcoat right.
But at least there's light at the end of the
That's
tunnel.
That's the thing. You know, right. If you're
and there is.
If you're crawling through a ditch and life sucks, as long as you know there's something coming, you can roll with it.
And having that hope is...
That's
important.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you know that, all right, I'm not just going to keep doing this forever, there is something that's going to get better.
Yes.
That's
and the new
being.
Man is going to be good to your mama, too. You know, that never hurt. Yes.
Good to who?
Her mother, who called him previously.
Oh, okay. I already lost the connection. I was like...
All right,
gotcha.
Let's give her a rebel card.
Yeah! All right. Now, this is first time, so I don't know that this pertains to something, or maybe it does. Subject is, you think someone is lying, they are. So maybe you got somebody in your life
that should
not be there because they keep
lying.
Not being on your side, basically. Not doing things that are for your own good.
Yeah.
Lying.
Okay.
Not lying or deceiving or something. You said there was a guy that probably should not be there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hope you and your mom call us again.
You could part ways with that person if he's
you
not
are,
gonna help
I think
you.
You're the only ones from Mississippi we've ever heard from.
And back to back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the area code, so that's cool.
Well, we hope you both have a great weekend.
Yeah.
The kids don't fight too much.
And you don't need to be strangers. We do mega shows all week long, and you're welcome. People think they shouldn't call in too often. You call in every show.
Oh, we
if you
love
want.
That. Yeah.
You just got to fight the crowd. That's all.
It'll give your card readings more clarity.
Get in earlier, the better.
So thanks to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right.
All right.
Deb, well,
I think we got
all good things must come to an end.
Yes, we will be here tomorrow evening, 7 p.m.